Now the, I guess they're still used a lot, but more or less, I think now the most common thing now in the silo is the old trench silo. They got these big trenches. And man, they put stuff in there. Of course, they used to have these big old things that were built like a, you know, round, way tall, you know, made out of, well, I suppose they were made out of, I believe they were made out of concrete blocks. But you don't see this. There's very few of them. There's very few of them in this country. It is up in my country there where I live. And I see by watching the television there, you know, about these big dairy farms. Well, they use the trench silo. They're easier to fill, and I guess it's. I guess maybe the stuff might, I don't know whether it keeps better or not, but then they're a whole lot easier to fill. And I suppose easier to get out.
And they wouldn't blow down in a strong wind either.
That's right. It's under the ground. That's right. Them other things would sometimes, yes, the storms would wreck them. Yes, it'd fall down. That's right. Some men, I've known of men losing their lives in them things too. Going down in them and trying to clean them, you know, before they'd start to refill it, and maybe they'd have some of this old gas accumulated in there and get overcome. And I think that it did cause some men to lose their lives. Just hear about it, you know, and say, well, a fella died, and what is he doing? Well, he was cleaning a silo. Got overcome. Yeah. Well, I guess it was danger oil to them poison gases accumulating down into things.
Where did you keep your cows?
Our cows?
Uh-huh.
Well, we had a pasture. They run in a pasture.
Did you have a shelter for them of any kind?
Well, I was telling you about these sheds that we built. We didn't have anything fancy, not like they have nowadays. But like I say, my father would just build a shed. Maybe he'd go in the timber and cut these big old forks, you know, and set them in a big hole, and then put the pieces across, and then maybe cut a little lot of little poles and nail them on there for a, more or less for a sheeting, and then throw some old hay or something on top of that for a shelter.
Just keep the wind off.
That's right.
Did you have any place near the barn where you kept your cows enclosed?
Well, we had a, let's see, what did we call that now? Well, it was a corral. And when we'd bring our milk cows in, well, we'd put them in that corral there. And of course, we had a corral in for our horses, but then they weren't together. They were separated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In that corral and do our milking, and the cows was kept in this corral overnight, you see, and after we'd milk in the morning, then turn them out. Yes, we had some people might have called it a milk pen. I believe I've heard it called that, called a milk pen.
How about hogs and pigs? Where were they kept?
Well, we had a hog pasture, a hog pasture. And it was fenced off and fenced hog tight, purpose, reserved purpose for these hogs to run in, see? And then we had pens where we would pen them if we needed to work them, needed to doctor them or do anything to them, or if we wanted to. My father had a fattening pen. He had a fattening pen. We'd put them in there and fatten them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have them to kill and later on in the fall for our meat, you see. Mm-hmm. We raised and killed our own meat. And this